Hey, today I'm talking with Jeremy Barnhart from ApexFundRun.com, a unique solution to fundraising for schools and also an opportunity for you to own your own business. Check it out.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators. Helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Jeremy Barnhart is the co-owner and VP of Franchise Development and CFO at Apex FundRun. He has a background in accounting finance. Apex FundRun partners with schools to raise funds for equipment and other campus needs. The concept incorporates a two-week character building and leadership program that culminates with a student run to raise donations for the schools. Apex FundRun averages $23,000 raised for the school. Jeremy has been named one of the top under 40 business professionals in Phoenix, Arizona by the Arizona Business Journal. Also, he was recognized by his alma mater, Augustana College, with the Finest Under 40 Achievement Award and recognized by American Express as a top performer in the Tax and Business Services Division. Apex FundRun has grown from 0 to 77 franchises in just 3 years and has served over 1,200 schools in 20 states and raised over $20 million for elementary schools. Jeremy and his wife and kids live in Scottsdale, Arizona, where he can often be found coaching his kids' basketball, football, and baseball teams. Welcome to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, Jeremy. Say hi to everybody.
Hi there.
Well, I appreciate you joining me. So let's talk schools, fundraising, and franchises.
Sounds great.
So, before we go any further, and sorry, I got to go this direction because I'm talking to somebody from Scottsdale, and not this past spring, but the spring before, I went out there with my youngest son, who is a huge baseball fan and especially Giants fans. I'm a Braves fan, and so I was wearing my Braves stuff out there, and everybody's like, "Aren't you lost?" and it's just kind of funny, but because we went out there and spent time with lots of different teams, we were out there with the Giants was his main target, but what's that? The one called Talking Stick, where the Diamondbacks and the Rockies are—is that what it's called? Or
yeah, Talking Stick Fields.
Yes.
We've got, I think, 2/3 of Major League Baseball has their spring training here in Arizona, so it's always a fun time in the spring.
That was amazing to me because in Florida they're spread a lot further apart from each other, and we were able to out there in. By the way, this not that this is a commercial just for the Phoenix area, but it was pretty cool for going out there to we went to see the Cubs, we went to see the Rockies, we went to see the Diamondbacks, we went to see the Giants. I mean, we were all over the place on that in and around Scottsdale area, which was really cool that you could be able to do that all in the same day, which and within just a little bit of each other. So pretty neat. So have you always lived in Scottsdale?
No, I'm originally from the Chicago area, but I've been in Arizona for about 21, 22 years now.
Hey, well, you happen to be talking to someone who was born in Chicago.
There you go. My brother and sister-in-law used to live in Oak Park. They were at University of Illinois Chicago at the time.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, it used to drive my father nuts. I grew up in Florida, and he was born in Chicago, when I was shortly after I was born, they moved to Florida, but down in Florida, I could pick up the Cubs off of WGN and the Braves off of WTBS. And so I became a huge Braves and Cubs fan. I didn't realize till I got a little bit older when I became an adult that it was driving him nuts because he was a huge White Sox fan.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, the Cubs and the Braves, I think, probably have the largest national following because of those two channels. I mean, when you and I were kids, that was the only thing you had other than maybe your local. And I grew up Chicago area, so I really was loving the Cubs winning this last year and wish Harry Carey could have lived to see it.
Yeah, it would have been cool. It would have been cool for him to see that. Something else that they were finally able to break that spell or that whatever that problem
was.
So cool
stuff. Quote-unquote curses, yeah.
Yes, the curse is gone. Hey! Well, I'll stop talking baseball. Thanks for going there with me. When I realize where you're from, I'm like, I just got to tell you, I spent a lot of time out there about a year ago, which was a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and start talking school fundraising. I've heard you say that you have a deep-rooted passion for helping schools. Can you talk about that for just a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. My father actually taught outside of Chicago for 43 years. So education was always on the forefront in our household, and we all have advanced degrees. And I'm the father of three boys. So we've been very active in our kids' schools, and my wife was a PTO mom, you know, actively volunteering at the school, which is part of the reason why Apex Fun Run is here today.
Very cool. That's having that insight. And by the way, that's awesome. 43 years. Oh, my gosh, man. I hit year 30 this year, so that's 43. That's cool. So let's go ahead. One of the things that I want to ask you about, I just got to get to, is that, you know, as a kid, I sold candy, popcorn, candles, wrapping paper, Christmas trees, and other things, as well as my kids. When they came along through school, they did the same thing. You know, whether it was through band and athletics at school, they sold the same stuff. What makes Apex Fun Run so different?
So we are replacing all of those product-based fundraisers. Those product-based fundraisers had their time, but they're no longer really the way to go. Product-based fundraisers don't raise schools and organizations much money, as you probably know. The typical product-based fundraiser, the school or organization only gets about 20 to 30% of the money, a very small cut, even though they're doing all the work for it. So they distribute product and collect money and do all that for a very little amount of money. And so we wanted to do something that actually changed the whole game within fundraising. We wanted something that benefited teachers. So our program actually gives back 10% of what's raised in a classroom to a teacher because we do have a passion for teachers. We wanted something that benefited students as opposed to selling products door to door, which isn't very safe these days, or having mom and dad potting off on their coworkers in the office. And so we created a program where we teach them leadership and fitness skills that benefits them for a lifetime. And then we wanted something that raised more money. These days, schools are nickeling and diming parents to death with all those product-based fundraisers. Since they raise so little of funds at those, they typically have to do 8 or 9 fundraisers a year, and parents are sick of it. And so with Apex Fun Run, we changed the game with that as well. So instead of schools only getting 20 to 30% of the proceeds like they used to with the product-based fundraisers, with our programs, they get anywhere from 52 to 77% of the money, more than any other fundraiser in America. And with our technology, we're able to actually raise money for activity-based fundraisers that is a safe technological approach. Every participant in our fundraisers, regardless of whether it's an elementary school, a middle school, a high school team, a local community organization, every participant gets a unique access code to log into our site with. Once they log into our site, they can then create their own page on our site. They can customize it with their own pictures, their own videos, and they then can use our technology that no one else has, which is called our ShareWizard technology. With our ShareWizard technology, they can then send out emails, text messages, Facebook and Twitter messages to their friends and family all over the world with a link that they can click on that takes them into that participant's page, explains what they're raising money for, what the event is, what the measurable is, might be a jog-a-thon, might be a push-up-a-thon, maybe a serve-a-thon. And they can put in their pledge, pay with credit card, and it's super easy. So we're raising double or triple what any other fundraiser can, and nearly 70% of what we raise is from out-of-state previously untapped sources. As you mentioned, if you were still in Chicago, but your grandparents are retired to Florida, they're not buying cookie dough or candy bars or, you know, going to a fall festival buying another autographed ball or jersey. But, you know, with modern technology, they could utilize ours to pledge their grandson or granddaughter. And so it's really an effective activity-based fundraising platform.
That's awesome. I just got to tell you, I sold a lot of chocolate turtles, man. You know, it's one of those things that it's funny listening to you because I can remember I was in band and marching band, all that stuff. And I just sold all that stuff. But the best memory was the turtles because that, you know, dad took that to his dry cleaners and all the people he'd ever bought from him too. And like you said, it was all local type, you know, you're hitting everybody around you as opposed to being able to hit what the internet hits. That's pretty cool. The whole login page and everything.
Yeah, and you figure with Facebook, it's, you know, 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon. So you put a post out there and you've got people all over the world who might even be secondary or tertiary friends that will pledge you that wouldn't have otherwise.
And you might even get Kevin. So that's
that's right. Exactly.
He appears in everything else.
We did have a kid get a pledge from Tom Brady. And when we receive pledges at schools that are over a certain dollar amount, we call the person to not only thank them, but also to verify the pledge to make sure they understood what they were doing. And so one of the team members on that team called and said, is this the Tom Brady? And he's like, yep, this is the Tom Brady.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty awesome. That's cool. So you just never know what's going to happen. So that's awesome stuff. So tell me about how long does it take to initiate an Apex Fun Runner event? How do you go about doing that? I'm a former high school principal, and I mean, PTA presidents and teachers and parents are always talking to me about, hey, have you got any ideas? I mean, how do they go about initiating this event?
Well, the Apex Fun Run is only one of our five product offerings. So at the elementary school level, we do an Apex Fun Run, and it's initiated through the PTA or PTO. They're our client target base. And so if they've got a franchisee in their local area, then they've probably already heard of us and they've been reached out to. If not, they can reach obviously out to our website, apexfunrun.com, and we can help them and provide them a team. But if you're looking at a high school level fundraiser, as you all know, it's no longer a high school fundraiser. It's for the band that you were in, or the football team, or the baseball or volleyball team. And so what we created for them is our Anython model, so that you can do Anython. So my basketball playing son is on an AAU travel team. They did a free throw-a-thon utilizing our technology to get pledges per made free throw, and they raised $23,000 for their basketball team. They'd never raised more than hundreds or thousands before. And with that technology platform, anyone around America can utilize our program and raise a ton more money than before. And so they can reach out to us via our web or our franchisees that we have all over the country, and they can start immediately. A thon could be initiated and could roll out the next day. And with our best practices and our technology, they're going to have an amazing experience.
That's awesome. So as you now, is it dependent on having, I mean, if you don't know if you have a franchise owner in your area, how would you go about finding that out? Because, you know, my listeners that are checking this out right now, where would they go to just find out if they had one in their area?
Yeah, they can go to apexfunrun.com and they can find that information. They can submit a request, a contact form for what they're looking for help with. And we've got admins monitoring that 24/7 that can really help them with whatever they need and either connect them with a local area director, or we can help them from our home office. For your listeners, we actually have a special page that's apexfunrun.com/TLL so that it's specific to your listeners. But in general, they can go on there and submit a contact form and request for what type of, where they're at, where they're located, and we can reach out immediately and help them with their fundraising needs.
Excellent. And thanks for creating that special page. That's cool. So, well, I'll make sure that it's linked in the show notes, as well as we highlight it once more before we finish. So you emphasize physical fitness and leadership as well as fundraising. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. So all of our fundraisers are activity-based. We believe that the people should be doing something to earn it, and we want people to get out from behind their technology or watching TV or playing video games and become more active. All of us have a deep-rooted passion for fitness in our family. We've all played college sports. As you mentioned, I coach my kids in sports, and so we're very activity-based. And so we tried to make fundraisers that are the same. And so with our elementary school fundraiser, we have a different theme every year where we're teaching kids leadership and fitness-based lessons. One of the themes was Apex Power Up. We were teaching kids to be powered up leaders. And our leadership and fitness curriculum that we taught in the schools was then based on the acronym of the word power. So on the P day, we taught them that good leaders have a positive attitude. On the O day, we taught them that good leaders put others first. On the W day, we taught them that good leaders must work well with others. On the E day, we taught them that good leaders must exercise, both their mind and body. And on the R day, we taught them that leaders have responsibilities. And every year, it's different themes, different lessons that are all character and fitness based. And we're really encouraging kids to get out there and be leaders in their homes and their schools and their communities, and be active, to be fitness focused, because many elementary schools are limiting physical education because of budget cuts. And it's creating issues with childhood obesity and youth diabetes in our country that we're really trying to overcome.
That's awesome that the program emphasizes the physical fitness so much, because going back to some of the stuff that I sold when I was in high school, I'm not so sure chocolate turtles are good for you. As well as, you know, I also sold lots of other candy for different clubs and stuff like that, where you're walking around, you start buying your own product because it was convenient. Here we are talking about getting out there. Now, the leadership component of it, from what I understand, is that your franchisees, owners work a little bit with some leaders in the athletic world. Is that correct?
Yeah, so my franchisees hire a team of athletes that will be the ones actually going out and serving the schools and the teams and the organizations. And they're typically 21 to 30-year-old recent college graduates who wanted to be coaches, teachers, fitness instructors. They're passionate about leadership, kids, and fitness, and they're really positive role models. And they're the ones who are going into the schools and doing the lessons because we kind of want to have that cool factor that the kids really will listen. As you know, as an educator, many times a teacher, especially in an elementary school level, has that same 25 to 30 kids in their classroom all year long. And after a while, those kids start to zone them out just like our kids do us as parents. And all they hear when they're talking is wah, 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 like Charlie Brown. And so by bringing in our young, fit, high-energy athletes, we really can reinforce the teachers, build them up, and the kids listen to them in a different way than they do the teachers. And so teachers and administrators love our program because during the 2 weeks that we're on a campus of a school, we hear all over America that schools have less disciplinary actions than normal, and they have higher attendance than normal because the kids want to see the Apex team.
Gotcha. Do you find that you seem to be working more with elementary schools, or are you in all levels?
We're at all levels. When we started the company 6+ years ago, we started at the elementary school level because my business partner's wife was a first grade teacher. You know, we were looking for a fundraiser for my kids' elementary school, and that was our first product offering. But very quickly, we started to have people say, well, listen, can you help our middle school now? Our kids are getting older. Or can you help my high school team or my soccer team or my local church? And that's why we developed all of our 5 product offerings that now allow our franchisees to be a one-stop shop in their community, helping anyone and everyone.
Very cool. So let's go ahead and let's talk about the franchises a little bit. The idea of owning your own business and finding a better work-life balance is all throughout your website and stuff like that. So who's your target audience, and what does it really mean to own a franchise with Apex Fun Run?
Well, it really is the opportunity to control your own destiny and really build something that you can be proud of. As an employee of a business, you never know when that employment may end. The company may be sold. They may downsize. They may do a reorganization. And when you're done, then you're off looking for another job. But building a business, you're building equity in something that you ultimately can own, pass on to your children, or even sell. And so it gives you a much more high level of financial security and stability. Now, as you know, and your listeners know, when people start businesses, many times they unfortunately fail because they're starting it on their own. They don't have any training. They don't have any support. They may have a great idea, but they don't necessarily have the expertise to run and start a business. Now, by franchising, you're getting the benefit of getting into a proven model, a proven system where you have training, you have support, you have everything necessary to be successful in the business. And with Apex Fun Run, that's what you get. You get an exclusive territory of zip codes where all the schools and organizations in those zip codes are yours and yours alone. And we train you on how to do sales and marketing, how to have conversations with folks and share our solutions to their fundraising needs. We train them and their athletes on how to do our entire programs from start to finish. We have training manuals. We have videos. We have quality control support. We have admin support. We put everybody in a position where if they follow the systems, they're going to have amazing success. And that's, again, the beauty of franchising. You're getting into something where if you have a passion for it, and I believe that's the most important thing, is if it connects with your passions. But if you have a passion for community, for giving back, for children, for fitness, for leadership, this business can be great because you're really just sharing a solution. You're not selling a widget. And by following our training and our systems and our support, you have an amazing potential to have a business that you can have for years and years to come with a better return or income level than you probably ever had before.
That's cool. So talk a little bit about, you know, if I'm interested in doing this and working on it. And are you in Georgia yet?
We are in northern Georgia. I do have a franchisee up there that kind of dips his way down. He actually lives in Chattanooga, but he also owns a territory that's northern Georgia and works down to sort of northern Atlanta.
Gotcha.
But I still have 5 or 6 other Atlanta territories that are available. So plenty of opportunity.
Cool. All right. So let's kind of walk this through step by step here. So somebody's listening today and they say, you know, Steve, I'd like to be able to figure out how to get started in Jeremy's program that he's talking about. What would be their first step? What would they just start with?
Well, the first step would be to go to that website that I mentioned, apexfundrun.com, and they can obviously go to apexfundrun.com/TLL, as I mentioned, for your specific listeners. On that, there will be a contact form where they can just reach out. That form will come directly to me, and then I will send them out some information on how our process works, some videos about our business, some information about how the program works, and then we'll schedule an initial call. As the owner of the business, I'm not some hardcore franchise development sales guy. I'm really looking for the right people, and that's the key. I only grant territories to people who have the right passions and interests and experience that can be successful Apex Fund Run franchisees. So I'll have an initial call with them where I will educate them on why we started the business, how we started the business, how we got to where we are today, how our program works, so that they can make a pretty quick assessment of whether or not this is something they can see themselves doing. If they think it does seem like a good fit, we'll continue our process. We'll get out a prospective franchisee questionnaire for them to fill out so I can learn a little bit more about their background. We'll then schedule a second call to kind of go through some of the detailed questions they'll accumulate as they begin digging into our business model. I'll then ask them a series of questions to, again, get to know them better, to see if I think they have what it takes to be successful in our business. And then we'll get out the franchise disclosure document, which is a necessary, you know, document in franchising because it's a regulated industry. We'll get them some validation calls to hear what the day in the life of an Apex Fund Run franchisee is. And then we work our way towards discovery days where I get to meet them in person, get to show them the program, and really get to know them and see if it is something that fits. You know, we've got great videos, and you can find them all over YouTube with inspirational stories of how we've changed children's lives and made so much money for schools and organizations. But until you see it first person, you can't truly understand the passion and the energy. Anytime we go out to schools and show prospective franchisees, they're amazed at the energy level of the athletes and how the kids really embrace it and how much teachers and parents and administrators love the program. So when people come to Discovery Days, it's a great opportunity to see the program live. It's really a passion business, and it never fails when we go to a school that we go to an event that the PTO president will come up to me because she'll see my polo and assume that I'm, you know, somebody she wants to talk to and start praising how amazing our fundraiser was and the fact that it raised them more money than ever before and it was hassle-free and the kids loved it and the parents loved it. And every time the prospective franchisee will say, boy, did you pay that gal? Was she like a paid sponsor or a promotional person? And I said, no, I've never met her. But consistently all over America, that's the response we get. People love what we do. They have a great passion for it. They love doing it year in and year out because we're such a great fundraiser for them. And because I have local business owners as their local partners, it's a community-based business. You know, my franchisees are networking with local parents and teachers and coaches, and they may be people they already know, or even if they don't, they're people that they will see out in their community at the local restaurants or a football game or church on Sunday. And because of that, they're people who are going to do a great job serving them so that when they see them, they can smile and know they provide them with a great service. And so our whole process can be as little as 3 weeks. You know, I've had people who reach out to me and say, this is amazing. How quickly can I get started? And we work them through the process and determine that it's a good mutual fit, because like anything going into franchising, it's a win-win, lose-lose. You know, if my franchisees are doing well, then so am I. If they're not, then neither am I. And so I try to bring in the right people and provide a whole lot of support for them. But it's almost like a marriage. So we really try to make sure we're bringing in the right folks and give them all the support they need and get them ramped up very, very quickly.
That's awesome. What do you think, if someone to ask you what it takes to be successful with Apex Fund Run franchise, what would you tell him or her? What makes that person so successful with it?
Well, I think it's not much different than just about any business, and I believe that that's having a competitive edge. I think if you're going to be a successful business owner, you have to want to be the best at whatever it is you do. And so my franchisees are people who have that competitive edge, who want to get out there and help as many schools and organizations as they possibly can, and they're really great communicators. My people need to be sort of sales-minded, to be out there just talking to folks. If you're introverted, this is not the business for you. This is a business where it's about networking and talking to folks, because anyone that you talk to is a potential client. They either have children that go to school somewhere, whether it's elementary, middle, high school, or college, and we can help them all. Or even if they don't have children, they probably have that local charity they support, maybe a children's hospital or church, and we can help them as well. So the key is really people who are competitive, outgoing, socially minded folks that really care about their community and are driven to success.
Awesome. What Before we finish up, I just want you to let the audience know one more time before I get into my last couple questions here, how the audience can follow up with you and connect with you to find out more information.
Sure. They can go to www.apexfunrun.com/TLL. And they'll be able to learn some more information there, be able to fill out a form for me to be able to reach out and share additional information. And again, it's not any sort of a high pressured sales thing, because if it's not for you, that's okay. It's not for everybody. It's about finding the right fit. And I think for many of your listeners, this could be a great fit, because for people who are teachers, who are coaches, they have that passion for children, for leadership, for fitness, and they have immediate credibility. You know, if they walk into a school or an organization and say, hey, listen, I'm a parent like you, or I used to be a teacher and I saw the struggles, or I'm a coach and I get it, they're more likely to listen, because you're not trying to sell them something. You're really just sharing your passion for a solution.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Well, here are my last two questions for you, and they have nothing to do with what we've been talking about. There's something I like to ask my guests. Here's the first one. If you were given the chance to talk with 100 brand new teachers who haven't started teaching yet, what advice would you give them?
My advice would be to be very patient. Any industry that you go into, there's learning that goes behind it, and it's not going to be easy right out of the gate. And so I encourage people to be very patient, but also sort of give yourself a little bit of a break. We all typically have very high expectations for ourselves, and teachers are no different. But the reality is when they're in a classroom with students, those students don't have any crazy high expectation or understanding of what they're supposed to be taught. And if you go about it in a positive, high energy way, they're going to love you and they're going to listen to what you have to say. So even if you make a mistake, they don't know, because you're the teacher. They're just the students. And the beauty of children is they still are innocent. They don't have the cynicism that adults do or the jaded view of things. And they want you to be successful. They want you to do well. And so go in with a great attitude and a high level of energy, and you'll have a lot of success.
I love that advice. That's awesome. That positive attitude working with kids. So my last question is, do you have a teacher in your past who made a difference in your life? And if given a chance to say thank you, who would it be and what would you say?
Well, I'd really have to say it's my father. I mean, watching him teach for 43 years at both the high school and college level, I saw how hard he worked. I saw his passion for it. He had the opportunity to have ultimately been a doctor, but instead he chose to be a teacher. And he obviously made a lot less money than he could have over his lifetime, but he made a huge impact on those students that he served. And I loved seeing those kids who would go on and go to medical school, who would come back and say, boy, you know, I couldn't have done it without you. You really inspired me. My love for science came from you as a teacher. And even though he was never financially rewarded, I think he had a great successful career to be very proud of. And I saw that. I saw his work ethic. I saw his drive. I saw that how as a teacher, he had to do summer jobs many times to support our family because he didn't make very much money as a teacher. And I think that drove me to have the work ethic that I do today that has driven me to the success that I've been blessed to have.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing about your father. That is just amazing. 43 years in the profession, and then to have that impact on you. Thank you so much. Well, Jeremy, I've enjoyed talking with you, and I can't wait for my listeners to check out the Apex Fun Run page, and I'll have information where to contact. Just to remind everybody, I have information where to contact Jeremy at in the show notes for this episode, which will be posted in just a couple weeks. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining me today, and I appreciate your time, and I wish you the best with the Apex Fun Run program.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.